Given the unprecedented times that we live in, many families are facing the difficulty of surviving, in light of the economic insecurity that they are confronted with. The risk of retrenchment and unemployment runs high, and for those living just on the poverty line or beneath it, there's no saying what tomorrow may look like. For four siblings living in the Setapak area, the situation at home has grown to become so dire, they have apparently left home to set up shop by the roadside selling dried packaged noodles in a bid to help their parents gain supplementary income. The story, which was shared by Facebook page Love and Care, mentioned that the four siblings were first seen selling noodles in the Prima Setapak area. Despite being incredibly young, the children continued to operate their small business with no adult supervision, simply settling by the side of a building's wall with their carrier bag of noodles and schoolwork in hand. Armed only with a few stepstools to sit on, they worked tirelessly while studying at the same time. What makes it all the worse is how they worked on the streets without even an umbrella to keep them safe from the sun or rain, leaving these children completely vulnerable to the elements of nature. While the story has touched the hearts of many netizens, some have raised concerns over the fact that the children were allowed to run their own business like this without any parental supervision. Others condemned their parents for allowing their children to be exposed to the potential dangers of operating out in the open like this, when they as adults should be finding ways to make ends meet. However, netizens who read the story and tried looking for the four siblings after have discovered that they were no longer operating by the side of the road. While we do applaud the fact that these children are doing all they can to help their parents out, we should remember having such young children out and about alone without adult supervision is extremely dangerous. Also read, Majin Uni student gets cruelly ridiculed by friends for working in Pasar to make ends meet after MCO. You have reached the end of this story.